Life is unpredictable, but preparing for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. They offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to PolicyGenius.com. That's PolicyGenius.com.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to Deer Season Daily. It is November 13th of 2025. I got a good update for you today. We are going to talk some shop weather movement predictions, as always. And then the tip of the day has to do with kind of the mental side of the game. So before we get into all that, don't forget about our partner for these. That is Rack's Big Game Supplements. You guys can go to racksmineral.com and see everything they have to offer. Find local dealers and more. Our website is ridgehunteroutdoors.com. Anything on there that you find, the discount code RHOPOD, that's all caps, no space, will get you 10% off of everything in your order. If you're on YouTube, subscribe, like, comment, all that kind of stuff. If you're on audio only, make sure you follow us, leave a review, whatever it lets you do there. That helps out the show a bunch. And speaking of the show, the RHO update. November 1st, Hunt from the Cabin is out. You can go watch that today. It is out now. That was one of the better hunts I've had this year. Especially one of the better mornings. I should have bucked out that morning. Fortunately, I still did anyway later, but on a different deer. I would love to have shot that deer that morning, so you guys can go check that hunt out now. Blake's buck video should come out either later today or tomorrow, so be on the lookout for that as well. Again, make sure you're subscribed so you know when that comes out. Nate had a really good chance today at a very nice buck. This is a deer that has shown up on the same day for 3 years in a row now. So when we talk about historical data being very important and really useful, this is exactly the kind of deer we're talking about. He does not stay on Nate's property. He stays on a neighbor's at least a mile away. And every year for the last 3 years, he has shown up on November 12th at Nate's property. And yesterday morning, November 12th, he was where he needed to be, where this deer shows up, because he knew the history with this deer and what he'd done for the last 2 years. And sure enough, he came by again at 12 yards. Nate had him on camera. He had him dead to rights, had the pin on him. He decided to try to stop him, which he was quartering away a little bit. He was kind of walking a little bit faster, so probably the right decision. You could absolutely make a walking shot if you're well-versed in how to shoot a bow and how to lead a deer. You can definitely make that shot with that deer moving at 12 yards, but he opted to try to stop him. He bleated at the deer, and he just kind of bolted. And he made it to the end of the plot, and he stopped and looked around, and he walked off. So I don't think he spooked him real bad, but either that deer was surprised that there was a noise because he didn't see anything in the plot, or that had happened to him before, and he had a really bad experience. But either way, Nate did everything right on that deer, and it just didn't work out. And I'm going to talk about that a little bit later, along those lines anyway. So that video will come out at some point in the future. I'm not sure when yet. I got Blake's buck video to worry about first and then my buck video after that. So that is the update from RHO. Now, talking shop. We were super busy yesterday at the shop. There were a ton of bucks that came in. A lot of good bucks that came in. What you would expect for November 12th, right? Especially on a cool morning. The morning was really good. The evening was not as good as the morning was, as didn't seem like, as far as deer coming in and what guys were saying they were seeing. But right now, a lot of people taking their vacations, so there's more people out there hunting, so that goes into it as well. But they're getting out there and they're getting it done. A lot of bucks falling right now, as you would expect for this week and the weather that we've been having. It's been a little warm in the evening, but the mornings have been pretty good. I got nothing on what's new today when I'm recording these at midnight. It's a little harder for me to get motivated to go and look for news on hunting and share it with you guys. So I'll try to get back to that as soon as I can. But that's going to take us right to weather movement predictions. So much like yesterday, low of 37, high of 63 is what they're given. Partly cloudy until the afternoon, and then it's supposed to break through. The sun's supposed to break through that and be pretty clear skies after about 2 o'clock is what they're given right now. Also, they're predicting a light east to northeast wind in the morning, and that's supposed to switch to southeast in the afternoon. And it's supposed to be like 3 to 4 mile an hour all day. So we've had a ton of wind the last week, or last 4 days, I guess. and it's finally going to break a little bit today and be lower wind. I've got to where I kind of prefer like a 10 to 15 mile an hour wind. I used to hate it. I really like to be able to hear stuff, and I still do to some extent. But just for hunting, being able to get out there and not be seen and get away with a little bit more movement, and I think the deer are more comfortable around that 10 to 15 miles an hour, because when it gets super low, they get wigged out. When it gets super high, they get wigged out. I think that's the sweet spot, but it was going to be nice to have some lower winds after what we've been having the last few days, for sure. The pressure is supposed to be high, around 30.2 all day. I think, again, like yesterday, the morning could be pretty good. The afternoon's going to be a bit warm, so it might be slower. So, but it's going to be hit or miss depending on whether or not your bucks are locked down with does and what's going on with your herd. You're going to see more and more of that here as we go through the next 5 to 6 days, 4 to 5 days probably, and then we'll start getting to the backside of that bell curve of those does and estrus, and then we'll start seeing more cruising again, and you're going to have another good chance. Not that you can't now, but if your bucks are locked down, then it's going to be really tough. I mean, it could be super, super slow, and if they're not, it could be the best hunt you ever had, and that's just kind of the story of the rut, and especially this phase of the rut. So keep that in mind when it comes to deer movement. And that takes us to the tip of the day. This is going to be maybe kind of the longest tip of the day segment I've done since I've started these deer season dailies. But Nate's kind of, his encounter kind of got me to thinking about a few different things. And this was one of them. And not that he was doing this, but I think it happens a lot. And the tip of the day is, don't beat yourself up when things don't go right. Again, I was telling Nate earlier, and he wasn't beating himself up necessarily over this too bad. Of course, you're thinking about it. You have an encounter like that, and you don't get it done, and you have that deer right there at your fingertips, and you don't make it happen. You're going to be thinking about it. But I was telling him, he did everything right on that buck this morning. He, again, looked at the historical data. He knew where he needed to be. He had the right wind to be there. He's always super careful about access and exit routes. And he's got the stand set up and everything. He put the work in to do the food plots. He got there ahead of that deer. He did everything right. And he got on the deer, and he just tried to stop him. And that buck did something totally unexpected. He just took off running for 4 or 5 steps. Like 9 out of 10 times, that deer just stops and turns and looks around, and he's dead. But did something totally unexpected. Was nothing Nate could have done about that, except try to shoot him while he was walking. And again, 9 out of 10 times, that deer's going to stop when you bleed at him. So maybe more than that, maybe 95 out of 100 times. So the deer have some say too. Sometimes you can do everything you're supposed to, and the deer will duck your arrow or take off out of nowhere like Nate's did, or just stop behind a bush or take the wrong trail, something. The deer always have a say in what could happen during that hunt, even if you do everything the way you're supposed to. Also, even if you make a mistake, learn from it and move on to the next hunt. So the video from the cabin on November 1st, you guys can see my mess up there. I moved too quick, trying to get everything ready, trying to get the cameras on, trying to get my bow. And either that deer saw me moving or heard me, and he stopped right there at 25 yards behind that bush. And I think there was some bad timing involved too with when he lifted his head up, was when I was swinging my bow around. Either way, I messed it up. But that deer was back 2 days later, and I stayed out there and stayed after him. And even though I didn't end up shooting that buck, I did shoot another one, because it would have been easy to mess up a deer like that within bow range that was about to step into a shooting lane, and then just let that totally ruin the rest of my season. But you got to realize that that kind of stuff happens. It's going to happen. It's not the end of the world if things go bad, no matter if you mess up or the deer does something that shouldn't. Don't let it get you down too much. Get back out there and try not to make the same mistakes twice. I've been guilty of that over the years too, especially in my younger days. I would do something, I'd say, I'm never going to do that again. I'm not going to do that again. I'm not going to do that again. And then that situation would come up, and I would do the same thing, because I would totally forget, and I would be just like laser focused on the deer instead of the process of getting the shot and all that kind of stuff, and I would make the same mistake again. So that is the biggest thing. When you make mistakes, learn from them and don't make the same mistake twice. Try to mentally, consciously fix what you did wrong, make a mental note of it, and then not do it again. You're going to have a lot more success. The bottom line, though, is that bow hunting is hard, and in my opinion, that's what makes it great. I look at it a lot like baseball. If you don't watch baseball or didn't play it, this might not make sense. But it's kind of like this. They're both games of failure. In baseball, a good hitter hits 300, 285 anymore, but that's a whole different podcast. So the best of the best get out 7 out of every 10 at-bats. And that means if their measure of success is getting a base hit, they don't find much success. And if they look at it that way, they're going to feel like a failure, and it starts to get in their head, and that's when the snowball effect happens. It leads to slumps and prolonged bad play. But if they measure their success by their process, meaning did they do everything they were supposed to mechanically? Did they swing at good pitches? Did they work a deep count or hit a ball really hard right at somebody and still got out? They hit a hard line drive, etc., all that kind of stuff. Then they're going to have way more success than they do failure. It's all about a mindset. So how is that like bow hunting? Think about the amounts of hunts that you go on every year. For some of you, I'm sure it's 20, 30, 40, maybe even 50, maybe more than that. If you look at the morning and evening hunts that you go on every year, like it could be, I'm sure, for most of you, it's 20 plus. If you go every weekend throughout the season, morning and evening, like you're going to be up there in that range. And even in a state like Illinois, the best you can do if you tag out on bucks is shoot 2 of them. In other states, you can only shoot 1. There's a lot of 1-buck states. So that means if you look at successful hunts as just killing a buck, at best, you will only be successful 2 out of however many hunts you go on in a year. And I think there's some places you could shoot 3. So even if you put that at 3 and the lowest number, let's say you kill 3 bucks out of 20 hunts, those are not great odds. So never mind if you don't even fill your tags, because then you're like 0 for 20 or 0 for 50, whatever it is, right? That can really get in your head and start to lead you down a bad road mentally. And that we all know that's not great for any reason, but especially when it comes to hunting. If you're not in the game mentally, when the moment of truth comes, you're going to mess it up. However, if you look at success as doing the right things the right way, having encounters with deer and or mature bucks, not spooking deer, or even just getting to the stand or blind or whatever it is, if you're sitting on the ground, wherever, and appreciating the opportunity and ability to enjoy the outdoors, then you will find way more success than failure, and you'll be a better bow hunter for it. Keep a positive mindset, enjoy the successes, learn from the failures, and stay after them. That's all I got for you guys today. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope you've been enjoying these deer season dailies. I will see you back here again tomorrow for another one.
Life is unpredictable, but how you prepare for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. Whether to cover debts and routine expenses or even invest the money and earn interest over time. With Policy Genius, finding and buying life insurance is simple. You can compare quotes from top insurers and could find coverage that fits your needs and your budget. Plus, they offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. It's an easy way to feel good about and plan for the future. No wonder Policy Genius is the country's leading online insurance marketplace. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to PolicyGenius.com to compare top-rated life insurance policies, get your lowest quote, and make a smart move in under 10 minutes. That's PolicyGenius.com.